Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick, and we're here to continue our concerns series today. So, very complete ball club, this 2024 Ravens team. At least it appears that way to start the season. Nonetheless, as fans, we get ourselves worked up over some individual concerns. Today, we're going to talk about a new one, 12 personnel. That's the title of this one, and Jeff Sampry is here to talk with me about that. Jeff, how are you doing?
Doing well, Ken. Thanks for having me on the show.
I appreciate you coming on. Always great to meet new people. And the topic is an excellent one. You know, it's kind of funny, the circular nature that Ravens go through. But talk about that a little bit in terms of maybe part of the reason why you came up with this topic.
Yeah, absolutely. I know you and I were talking on Twitter, and I find it hilarious just the way Ravens fans are during the Roman era. I know there was a lot of talk about, you know, lack of being in 11 personnel, running too much 12 personnel. It's too outdated, not keeping up with the rest of the league. And then here we are, you know, being in after we had Monken as the OC after last year, we were in 11 personnel about 50% of the time or so, something of that nature, if my numbers are right. And after the AFC title game, our lack of being in 12 personnel, Twitter stands were all over talking about we should be in 12 personnel more. So just really the nature of the beast here with Ravens fans. I'm sure you're aware of that.
Yeah, I you know, it just goes on all the time. We're throwing too much to the tight ends. We're not throwing enough to the tight ends. So it's all of these typical problems that happen. But yeah, it's interesting because let's start with what are some of the positives you get out of 12 personnel as opposed to 11. And I think there are a few things, but you know, hit them up one at a time as we go through this. The first I'd start with is, it really is where the depth by position group is for the Ravens. The tight end group is by far the deepest on the team. The wide receiver group is less deep than it was last year. You know, they swapped out OBJ for Tez Walker effectively. And, you know, maybe Deontay Hardy provides you a little more value also than Duvernay, but it's on the margin. So I think it works well with the depth of the team.
Sure. And as you know, I mean, the tight end position, the Ravens have been really a factory at that position over the last 20 years or so with developing those. And with Andrew's injury last year, I know the emergence of Isaiah Likely was on display. So really the reason for this discussion was this kind of came to my mind when I was tweeting you. It was just like, how are we going to get those two guys on the field as often as possible?
Yeah. And obviously that's, you know, doing it and doing it effectively, both are challenges unto themselves. The Ravens aren't done with their tight ends at that point. They have, for starters, Charlie Kolar, who the Ravens have to figure out at some point what they have there. He's a third year player, has barely had any targets in his entire career, but what targets he's had have been pretty effective. Yeah. Even though he's had a couple of big drops. But the other player is Patrick Ricard, and you got to figure out how to get him on the field. And I would have to think he's still going to be a big part of the Ravens offense that features Derrick Henry. I think that it, whether you have him in as a fullback or at tight end in line somewhere, or even in motion into the middle of the line, as we've seen for years, I think we'll see a lot of him.
Yeah, absolutely. And that kind of just segues me into one of the questions I had prepared for you, Ken. I was curious, what do you see essentially with, you know, running 12 personnel, having Likely and Andrews on the field at the same time? How do you see that impacting Patrick Ricard's role going forward?
There are not enough tight end, total tight end slash fullback snaps to go around. If you look at heavies and, you know, how you might like it, if each of them, you know, toss it out there, Andrews might say, you know, I could live with 67% of the snaps. It's a little bit less than I've had before, but I can live with 2/3. Likely says, I want the same. You know, then all of a sudden that's 1.33. Obviously, those people don't get to make the decisions. Ricard, I think they're going to want him on the field close to 50% of the time. I would not see his role declining. And if the Ravens are good again, the lead games, they'll want Ricard for closeout time. So there's extra, you know, impetus to having Ricard on the field. Then you got to figure out how to get Kolar a few snaps. So maybe he ends up getting 15 snaps in game, being more of primarily an inline guy, while Likely and Andrews are designated receivers, more or less. I add that all up. I mean, you're talking about 2.0 snaps per play. That would make them the second heaviest team in recent history. Only the 2022 Ravens were heavier. So, yeah. And that's without any sixth offensive lineman or, you know, other people playing tight end or fullback, whatever that might be. I think that's kind of unlikely, but it's just, I don't see the Ravens doing that. And if people remain healthy, the Ravens are just going to have a good problem. Their players aren't going to be getting enough snaps.
And this really relates to what you and I were talking on Twitter as well about this, kind of like the Orioles situation here, too many mouths to feed, really, but it's a good problem to have.
Yeah. Yeah, it's exactly. It's the same. Gets best receiving threats on the field. Monken certainly has experience with 12. He had Washington at Georgia, who was a hell of a player. Maybe that you know means that he'll be equally effective. I think he was this last year. The tight ends had fantastic stats, but this might be a year where I think they certainly would regress some from that level. But also that they've also probably developed a level of comfort from having a blocking tight end in line, who's not really a receiving threat. Monken, you know, brought that from college as well. Maybe the biggest thing I can say about 12 personnel is the opportunity it provides for a Henry mesh point and play action coming out of that.
I mean, I think with the addition of Henry, you know, obviously the run threat's going to be there. So, you know, running those RPOs, drawing in those linebackers is going to open up the middle of the field even more, which is going to ultimately, when you're, you know, increasing the pass game and being effective over the middle of the field there, it's going to open up the outside of the field as well.
Yeah, I agree completely. I think you do want to make sure that the safeties are peeled off on the middle of the field. Because, I mean, the weakness of any cover two scheme against the Ravens is going to be in the middle of the field where they've got the opportunity to get behind a linebacker who's creeping up naturally, taking extra read steps, potentially towards a mesh point. And by the way, Lamar and Henry don't have to actually be entirely in the mesh on this.
Yeah.
There's a notional mesh. There's the fear of the mesh that the linebackers have to be very disciplined about their position. They move up, they move back, but they either have to give up something to Henry, Lamar, or a tight end. One of those three gets some sort of advantage.
And there's been a lot of talk about Lamar being under center this year too. So,
yeah,
well, I mean, we'll see how that goes, but
I would agree. I think that 12 personnel probably means a lot more Lamar under center.
Yeah.
The additional size for run blocking they would have. I mean, one of the issues with Henry last year at Tennessee and the last 3 years when he's been not as successful in terms of his runs as the Ravens rushers, he's had about a 46% success rate. The Ravens running backs last year averaged 54. Gus Edwards' career is 57. He's played with Lamar Jackson his entire
underrated.
Career. Yeah, so
underrated.
And he's also the NFL record holder. So that at least parameterizes what the reasonable bounds are. So anyway, the point I'm getting at is that Henry, if he gets more level two opportunities, is probably going to be a lot more effective than he was at Tennessee. He had a higher yards after contact than Edwards last year, but he also was contacted for the first time an average of a half yard sooner.
Yeah,
that doesn't mean a half yard every play, but that means a lot more level two opportunities came out of the Baltimore line last year, and maintaining that offensive line is going to be very important.
Absolutely. Yeah, I know there's a lot of unknowns there in itself. And I think the addition of Henry will also help in that with pass pro. He is a very effective and competent pass blocker. So I think that'll help because that's something that we've lacked in the backfield for a few years here.
Yeah, great, great point. They're getting one of the very best in the entire league. And that's a very nice way. If you're going to run play action, if you're going to just even run something that might end up being extended play, like Henry could be a great chip and release player.
Yep.
He could be a great delay or set block and release player, which really, if he stays in there for 3 seconds, say gets his block made and then he leaves, he's not chipping. That's a set block, but he could be a very deadly extended play target, I think, for Jackson. So I'm
absolutely. Yeah, me too.
All right, so I think that takes us through some of the good things. Did you have something else on the good side to talk about?
I just really had a question. I was just curious, what you were maybe thinking in terms of like the pass to run ratio, what you might see in 12 personnel if you had to project. I think we passed out of 12 last year, I think 52% of the time, if I'm not mistaken. We were really successful, I know that. Mm-hmm. But I was curious if maybe with the addition of Henry, what are you thinking in terms of that ratio?
Okay, a lot of this is game dependent. So this is where, people want Lamar Jackson to have 4,500 yards or 5,000 yards. No reason why Lamar can't throw for 5,000 yards. But 4,000 yards should be, a cup of tea. Well, it's not, because the Ravens offense is hyper efficient. They get way ahead in games. They're not passing the ball anymore in the second half. They run the ball directly down the opponent's throat very effectively, like no other team in the NFL can. There's no reason for him to pass for 4,000 yards. In fact, I'll go ahead and say it.
Right.
If Lamar passes for 4,500 yards, it's a bad thing.
Yeah. If you were to show me the box score of the Chiefs title game that Lamar's going to drop back, I think it was 40 plus times. And I tell you, that's a game we're losing 10 times out of 10.
Right. Yeah, that's very good. Anybody who plays fantasy football, and I've actually never done that in my entire life, but anybody who plays fantasy football, their focus is always on good receivers on bad teams. So it's like, how can I get Hopkins and how can I get guys who aren't playing for good teams? And they'll get a lot of fourth quarter garbage yards and whatnot.
Yeah, definitely good in those situations, but not when it's your home team.
All right, so we've been through a few of the things that we think are good about 12 personnel. And there's lots of reasons, obviously, why the Ravens would want to run it. We haven't hit on all of them, but we've hit on a few. What are some of the reasons that 12 personnel might be a concern for the Ravens?
I think really just with the personnel that's on the field there, is Ricard going to be on the field in those situations? Obviously, I think we're talking about Isaiah Likely and Mark Andrews here. So what's that offensive line situation going to look like when, whether we're running or passing? Because there's a lot of unknowns there. Really, the only consistent on our offensive line returning in 2024 is Linderbaum. I mean, obviously, Stanley's coming back, which – he showed a lot of good promise in his last few games down the stretch, which I thought was great, but is he going to continue on that? Can he build upon that? Can he stay healthy? Our guard position's really unknown. A lot of question marks there, not a big sample.
Didn't you know it's possible to get THC shipped right to your door? Mood delivers premium 100% federally legal THC directly to you. I'm talking about delicious high-potency gummies, top-shelf flower, home-baked cookies, vapes, anything you'd find at a dispensary, you can now order online
and have it shipped quickly, discreetly, and conveniently right to your door. And every Mood product is made from pesticide-free cannabis grown on America's best small farms at prices that won't destroy your wallet. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with code RAVENS. So head to mood.com/ravens, check out their online dispensary, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code RAVENS when you check out to save 20% on your first order.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance, but if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and a watch or tab. Also, on them.
Service plan required for watch or tap. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ties with Cleveland. Right tackle is really up in the air as well. So I think those are really where my concerns come from out of that personnel package. But other than that, I would say running with, you know, with the addition of Henry, I think it's going to be great. But also with passing the ball, I think that was with where they were the most successful with passing last year. So I don't really have any issues with that. It's really just, can the offensive line hold up?
Okay. So you hit an important point, I think, here. So 12 personnel passes, my feeling about it is they develop more quickly than 11 personnel plays. Now, you can do things with wide receivers that are timing routes and whatnot. It's not really what Lamar does, and I'll get to that in a later point. But I think that what you'll see is if you're running play action and you really want to get the ball to a specific spot on the field, it's one of the plays that needs to be pretty much on schedule, which generally means less than 2.5 seconds. That the ball is released. You need to bait and beat those linebackers, whichever it might be. But I'm, you know, it is one of the things I think in that particular case, that might be the better, the place where you're better served with a weaker offensive line. Like 12 personnel would be better for a weaker offensive line. If you have a, right. if you have a strong, real strong offensive line, depend on your pass protection, depend on Lamar's extended play capabilities, run out of 11, have more weapons running down the field.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay. I'll come up with what I think is my biggest concern about 12 personnel this year. They brought Derrick Henry in, and by going to a lot of 12 and not running Henry out of 11 personnel, which is really the other major option, you just have one tight end probably in line. Could even be, you know, you run him out of 20 personnel, like Ricard, and no tight ends. You could sure. do that, or likely in the backfield kind of thing. Whatever it might be. But if you run him out of a heavy package, the defense naturally compresses. And I'm afraid that it could impact both Henry and Lamar negatively as runners. So you're going to have a more compacted field, less opportunity for the route combinations to threaten every blade of grass, to do the things that, that Monken really brought back to the offense last year very effectively.
Yeah. Something I read that I was interested in on, you know, hearing from you, I think teams in 12 personnel, I think defenses were in nickel about 50% of that time, but with the Ravens specifically, it was upwards of 70%. Huh. Do you think the addition of Henry changes that at all?
I mean, if it's maybe. Because first of all, there's nickel and there's nickel. There's nickel and there's big nickel specifically.
Right.
I think one of the things that's come into the league more, the Ravens did it a lot under Martindale, was to play a lot of jumbo nickel. A lot of other people call it penny, but jumbo nickel, I think, is the clear definition, because you have five defensive backs on the field and you have only one inside linebacker on those plays. In order, you sacrifice one inside linebacker, you get an extra defensive lineman that stretches out the line of scrimmage. That is an effective way to combat it. Some teams might do that or use it as a change of pace. But I think 12 personnel is, the more tight ends you have on the field, the less you're giving away to the other coordinator exactly what your plan is on the play. So wide receivers have a kind of a set of roles. They don't line up in the backfield, generally speaking. You know, they don't pony backfield is another way. You kind of are not giving away the play to the opposing defensive coordinator. But if you put the more jumbo your personnel gets, you also do incent the other team to try and get a little heavier. And yeah, I think it's natural with Henry to want to do that. And I think it's natural with Lamar to want to spread the line of scrimmage. So it wouldn't surprise me if we see more one inside linebacker looks against the Ravens.
Absolutely.
All right. When we look at, okay. Look at 12 personnel. Neither Likely nor Andrews is really a threat as an X. Both of them, in my opinion, need to work off the space created by other players on the field. And that can be Henry and Lamar threatening to run the ball. That can be Flowers peeling the defense deep. It can be Tez Walker running a go route. It could be a lot of different things, but they kind of need all that. And having an X receiver on the field is actually quite useful, because that not only spreads out, that only diversifies your offense by space, but also by time. So the X receiver can come back for a football. He's involved in more of those timing routes because he's your kind of your designated route runner. He gets a lot of space on that left side, usually all alone. He can come back, or he can go, and you have multiple ways to get him the football if you want to play some on schedule football. Has not really been Lamar's thing with Bateman. He and Bateman have just never been on the same page timing wise to make that situation work.
Yeah, super frustrating. I had really high hopes for Bateman. Still not giving up on him, but hopefully going into this camp, he is healthy this year. I know that's kind of been his thing the last couple of years since he came into the league. So hopefully that can, help with how his season goes this year.
Yeah, I'm hopeful too. I think one of the things I'm not sure how Bateman is going to come into the season in terms of being in the right headspace. He just signed a 3-year deal, but it might be a deal he's unhappy with. You know, obviously he's unhappy with his agent in terms of what happened and, you know, fired him.
There.
No, I don't blame him either. I mean, it's kind of a Faxgate situation, but he also, you know, he's coming in an offense where Lamar didn't, you know, display a lot of trust for him last year. I hope that, you know, it's not a, it's Lamar's fault situation because likely is really the only one. He's not the only one. He is the person most incented to get himself out of the current rut he's in. A very bad receiving year last year in terms of significant metrics, poor yards per target, poor passer rating throwing to him. Didn't have success on deep balls largely because Lamar was overthrowing him and not giving him a good chance to go up and make one-on-one contested plays. It's not a good combination of things. And he's got to be the one who just bends over backwards or forwards, whichever way is necessary to play the game on Lamar's terms. And it's a shame because part of what he does well, Lamar's just not the best quarterback for him. And that's run very precise and deceptive routes, you know, lose a guy at the top of the stem, you know, show some, at least for a period, some extremely good separation. But that separation is waning. You have to get the football to him before windows close. Yeah.
It's funny we talk about the chemistry and the trust thing there too, because obviously it hasn't been there, but with somebody like Isaiah Likely, who really didn't have a big sample size, but after the Andrews injury in week 11, him and Lamar really got on the same page there. Lamar would throw it up to him, no problem, give him jump balls, all sorts of those things in double coverage. So I thought that was very interesting, and hopefully him and Bateman can finally get on the same page, because we definitely are lacking that true X in the offense.
Yeah. He needs to be it. He's the best route runner. I mean, he's deserving of the space they afford him in this offense. We got to make use of it. That's just that simple.
Absolutely.
I go to another problem that I've got, and that is the Ravens have not typically been a no huddle team or a team even that gets to the line of scrimmage quickly. So they haven't often, since Flacco, done much in the way of a sugar huddle where they're getting to the line of scrimmage with just a formation called and then calling the play there. I think there are some ongoing issues with the relay and play call within the huddle that are some combination of the plays being too complex, possibly for Monken.
Yeah.
And Lamar having some problems in communicating that within the huddle, possibly processing and communicating. But, you know, and we don't have to get into the individual problems on this. It's just the Ravens haven't been really adept at getting the line of scrimmage quickly and being in a position to call different plays. So I'm not sure this next one matters this much. But the point I'm making is that when you go from 12 to 11 and back, you decrease your chance to run an effective no huddle. So let's take the Cincinnati Bengals for a while. They're an 11 team all the time, and it's usually the same five guys anyway. They want Mixon, and they want, you know, three receivers, and they want a tight end. And if they keep their same guys on the field, they can prevent the defense from changing personnel.
Right.
And then you have the option of getting a tired defense. You get them on the play for six straight plays where you're moving the ball, but their little outside dink and dunk passing game they have, defense can get quite tired trying to play against Joe Burrow that way. You just don't have that option if you want to switch between 11 and 12. And, you know, every time you do so, you basically are granting the defense a free opportunity to substitute, and the officials will stop the game to allow it to happen. So you can't get a delay of, 12 men on the field penalty.
12 men on the field, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a really good call out there.
All right. Let's see. I think I'm about done in terms of like some of the concerns I've got over the 12 usage. But this is an interesting conversation, Jeff. I appreciate you coming on. Tell folks where they can talk football with you online.
Absolutely. I really just honestly tweet some nonsense, but I'm always talking Ravens football on my Twitter as well. So you can always find me on Twitter at jfoxy24.
All right. Appreciate you coming on, Jeff. Other folks out there, if you'd like to be on a film study short, hit me up. DMs are always open on Twitter. I'll get back to you very quickly. If you want to be in the concern series, we're running out of time on that, but please hit me up. If you've got something else that's a potential concern for after camp and before the season, that might be your next big opportunity to get in. So we'll have our normal shows. We'll be starting up, by the way, with an offensive and defensive review show every week. We are just this Thursday, and we're recording this on the 9th of July, but on the 11th of July, we'll start recording Friday morning GM again, and hopefully continue that through the end of the regular season and beyond. But really, I've been enjoying that show with Voss. Jeff, thanks again for coming on.
Yeah, thanks, Ken.
And we'll talk to you next time on Film Study.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and a watch or tab, also on them.
Service plan required for watch or tab. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.